Trekking.
Hi, is Ron in?
Who's calling?
This is Ruben. I was just talking to him, but the line went dead.
Okay, hang on. Here, we'll be right with you. Ruben.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I don't know what happened. Your phones had done the same thing with Tyler yesterday, the day before. I was sitting here listening to everything you were saying. You could hear me.
All right, not a problem. So I've got your file in front of you. In front of me. My goal is just to really understand your business so I can issue an approval. You were supposed to speak to Dennis. He's actually works with me hand in hand. He's on the sales side. I'm on the underwriting side. I want to get an idea of what amount of capital you're looking for. Most of the notes talk about a bridge loan, but I want to kind of get it from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Well, Ruben, to be honest with you, I really don't know if I'm even going to need it right away. We're just, it could be anywhere from 50 to 100 if we need it sometime here in the near future. That's, I explained that to Tyler when we started this deal.
Okay.
It's just that trucking's been so slow here the last few months. If you guys deal with truckers, if they're telling you they haven't been having issues, they're full of, they're lying to you. So we don't know for sure quite what we're going to need and when we're going to need it. I explained all this to Tyler when we started talking about this. So our, you know, if I need anything, it's probably going to be for registrations and our 2290s, which is probably going to be about $50,000 to $100,000, according to how much cash we have on hand at that time. I really don't want to create more debt, but I'm just trying to get something into place in case we do need it, Ruben.
Okay.
That's what we're looking at, my friend.
Okay. So right now, I understand you have a line of credit with Celtic Bank. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
They work off our receivables.
Okay. And how much out do you have with them, and what is your current, you know, limit with them?
You know, I have to look it up, but it's probably around. I think our current limit is like $700,000.
Okay.
But we can't pull all that because they work off our receivables. They give us 80% of our receivables.
Okay.
The way the revenue's been down. We was running $150,000 to $200,000 to the good, but since the revenue's been down, you know, it's got us dropped down there pretty good to $50,000 or so.
Okay.
And that's kind of one of the things I was looking at too, because revenue is down.
Okay.
Everybody in the trucking industry, revenue's down.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of looking around to see what kind of plans we can come up with. What cost to pay this back? You know, how long they're going to give us? You know, if we do need it, Ruben.
Okay. So we have a few different products. We have our most popular product is called a working capital loan. It's a true mm-hmm. business loan. It can function like a line of credit that you're going to use a certain amount. You don't have to use the full amount. Then you can always revisit doing more in the future. What I would like really to understand is, you know, there's a few reasons people borrow these funds. One, it's growth. The other, it's just a bridge loan for sometimes our industry is going through tough times. And sometimes it's a combination of both. Sometimes it's kind of harder to define. In terms of the approval limits we offer, one thing we're known for is that we're not conservative in the amount of money we lend. We lend off your net, your gross income, not your profitability like a traditional line of credit. And we're not buying, you know, an invoice and then going to that customer to collect payment. We're wiring the money directly into your bank account, and we're, you know, it's a completely different product. It's often used by customers, business owners, when they need additional funds, and they, you know, doing the receivables thing, it's going to limit their funds, or it's always getting that invoice month after month after month, and they've got to pay it back quickly. Our terms go much longer. We have terms that range from 6 months to as long as a year and a half. But what I'd really like to understand is, what amount of capital are you seeking? Is this $100,000? Do you need $200,000? Do you need $500,000? What are your goals here?
You know, Ruben, to be honest with you, I don't know. I mean, I hate to tell you that, but I really don't know what we're going to need, if we're going to need it at all. You know, I mean, so let's use a $100,000 figure, for instance.
Okay.
And you can go out a year and a half.
I don't determine your pricing. I don't determine your term length and structure. My goal is to make sure we're talking pretty much about an unsecured loan. It's cash. So mm-hmm. when we talk about this loan, and we also have a secured loan product. We have customers that come to us and they'll pledge. They'll say, "Hey, look, I own this vehicle. This vehicle is worth $100,000, and I want to get a loan against this title." But what's very important is with this it's a great product, but it's really about understanding what amount of money the customer needs. Simply because if we don't understand your needs, if a lot of customers like to tell us, "Hey, look, I only need $50,000," then they come back to us 3 months later and they've got 10 loans because they were afraid to really ask for what they needed, and it's hurting their cash flow. So my goal here is to really understand what amount of capital is this customer needing and what is it used for. And if it's just a tough time, you know, every business goes through tough times, that's not a huge concern of us because we're lending off revenues, not net income.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of where we're at right now. It's just tough times, like I said, with the truck market being soft the way it is. And we can't find people want to work, and that's every trucking company in the nation can't find people want to work.
Okay.
About every industry is getting that way right now. But the trucking market has been soft since about last May of 2015. So here's my question. Let's say Ruben, I want to try to get qualified for $200,000.
Okay.
And then I only need $25,000 or $50,000 of that. How does that work, Ruben?
So if we give you an approval of, say, $200,000 or $100,000, and you only want to use $50,000, that's fine. Your payment's always going to be based off the amount you can borrow. And within about 50% of the loan time, you can actually access more money traditionally. So it's usually 3 months to 6 months in on a 12-month term. So if you wanted, say, $50,000 and you did a 12-month term, you could probably come back to us within about 6 months, if not sooner, and ask for additional funds, and we could explore options, sometimes as soon as 3 months. We can also set up the program. There's a lot of different ways to set up the program. So if you came to us and said, "Hey, look, I definitely want access to, say, $100,000, but I only want to use $50,000 now," we could set up your documents for having you what's called a window. And that means you'd have a prescribed amount of time when you could come back to us and still get that additional funding. That's more of a documentation admin side of things. That I see those custom programs happen all the time because we work with each customer individually. But I think what really comes back here is this really understanding, A, about how much, and keep in mind, this is a business loan. It's not personal, so it's not going to go in your personal credit report if you choose to move forward. But what I would really like to understand, so I kind of do my checklist and my due diligence, is about how much funding are you looking for right now? And is this money just using to, you know, is it just used for payroll? Is this money used to just kind of keep things going in a tough time? You know, is this going to be a continuing issue? That's the basics that I want to get to.
Well, I'm hoping it's not a continuing issue. Okay. As far as needing help right now, I just can't keep up in the trucking business. There just ain't no possible way this keep on going. If it is, it's going to put every trucking company in the nation out of business. I just sitting here reading the trucking companies that went out of business second quarter of this year is up tremendously because of the cash flow issues and guys not being set up to survive this. I'm a pretty frugal guy, and that's what I was talking to Tyler about too, is the interest rate on this. I know you can't give me a point interest rate. The way I understand it, you guys set up a little bit different on the interest rate, but I know it's unsecured, so it's going to be higher. I've been doing this a long, long time. So to give you a point, what we're going to need, Ruben, I don't know just yet.
Okay.
I kind of thought the way Tyler talked, you would come at this with some different plans or programs we could look at with amounts of money. That's kind of what I was going to look at, Ruben, to see what it was going to cost us. It's going to cost us tremendously. I'll just struggle through what we're doing.
Yeah, so that actually leads me to my next question, and I can follow up with you a little later today. Just my role here is to make sure, these loans are great, but also we don't kid ourselves. We have customers that they'll get these loans and they'll stop taking our phone calls. They'll just stop communicating with us altogether. It actually happens quite frankly.
Too many.
Yeah, people refuse to pick up your phone calls, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens. And so
they don't have no balls to them.
Yeah, they just, you know,
of course you don't know me from Adam. Anybody that knows me knows I don't dodge phone calls. If I'm having issues, I'm going to be on the phone to you or Tyler or whoever's going to be my representative. Hey, look, bud, we're having this is what's going on. What y'all can do?
Okay.
That's been one thing that's kept me in business over the years when we've had our rough spots is me working with my vendors quite well, and they know if I tell them something, I'm going to do everything in my damn power to do it. I don't bullshit people. We don't have time to bullshit people. You don't need to bullshit. I don't need to bullshit. We don't have the time to bullshit.
One thing you said previously is going to actually leave me my last question, because I know you're busy and I don't want to monopolize your time. You said you've been looking for some additional funding. Assuming the terms you don't get approved, or assuming the terms don't work for you, what other options are you exploring right now?
Well, I really haven't explored a lot. I mean, I get people calling me every day wanting to loan me money. I mean, one reason I kind of looked at you guys is because Tyler, I liked the guy when we first started talking. He knew his stuff. He was polite. And that means a lot to me. He was a no-nonsense kind of guy. I explained to him the way everything is, and that's one reason I kind of lean towards you guys, is because I like the way Tyler conducted himself over the phone. I run into guys all the time. I don't have a clue what they're doing. They don't know nothing about trucking business. They don't know, you know, they just don't know squat. They're trying to loan you money for what? I don't have time to sit and do that. I don't know for sure what we would do. To answer your question, I don't know quite what we would do to do this. I don't think I'd have a problem doing it.
What do you usually use for financing? The only thing I noticed is right now there's a pretty high, your credit score is good, but there's a pretty high leverage on like the home equity, and I'm assuming you kind of don't want to keep going. You want something that's more business than personal. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to tie what our home leverage. What are you talking about?
So unless I'm mistaken, I saw on your personal credit report, there's a significant amount of credit card debt. So, it's home equity debt. So it's a loan against the house. Let me just bring it up once more.
Well, I've
bear with
rentals.
Me.
Probably one of my rentals.
Let's take a look.
And credit card debt shouldn't be that much. Our credit card debt is almost non-existent.
Let's take a look. Bear with me. Okay. Yeah, it just looks like to me on your personal credit report, if we kind of thumb through it, you don't really have a lot of credit card debt. That's kind of non-existent. One of the things I noticed is there's a loan, the home equity line of credit. It's like it's a home equity loan or line of credit, I'm sorry, from MUFG Union Bank. So Union Bank. It's a $56,000 limit, but the balance is $75,000.
Well, that's wrong, because it's a $75,000 limit, and the balance ain't $75,000. The balance is probably about $56,000.
Okay, so they've transposed it. Okay, but
that's
just kind of going.
I would imagine, and that yeah, we took that out some time ago. We had it paid down pretty good, and I listened to my consultant when we refinanced the company a few years ago, and he said, "Well, take that money out because they're going to pay it off and blah, blah, blah." Well, they didn't freaking do it. So that's one reason that limit's still pretty high there, Ruben. But we pay it every month.
I do have one other question. There's a lot of wire transfers on your bank account. What are those? What is that for? Are those from customers?
That, our fuel, we send wire transfers for our fuel for Comdata.
Okay.
Wire transfers from the bank to our bank account.
Well, there's incoming wires, actually, a lot of incoming wires.
Well, that the incoming wires would be from our bank. We usually get money twice a week on our line of credit.
So when I see like a wire transfer, incoming wire, $69,000, incoming wire, $68,000, so that's your bank paying you?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I'm sorry.
Okay, here's what we do. Our line of credit is on our receivables.
Okay.
So we send them let's say, let's use Monday's billing, Tuesday's billing, and then we send it Wednesday. Well, we get 80% of what we send them on those billing days.
Okay.
And we do that like twice a week, Ruben. That's what we do on that. Because our line of credit works off our receivables. All
so once they get paid, they remit the money to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Understood.
Well, no. Not once they get paid, it knocks our stuff down. But we have enough line of credit with them before when we send them invoices or we send them. Let me rephrase that. We don't send them. We mail all the invoices from here, but we send them a spreadsheet on how much we billed for that day. You know, each day it's on a spreadsheet. So let's say Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday it's $80,000. And okay. Then we'll get a wire Friday for 80% of that, or whatever we might need. I mean, we usually try to keep it at a certain level every week.
Because you, like, for the month of June, that's one question I just had. You have a $35,000 wire coming in on the first, an $80,000 wire on the third, $57,000 on the seventh. So these are consistent wires. But so is the sender your bank?
Yeah.
So they're sending you money.
Yeah, on our out of our line of credit.
And so is it a loan advance on your line of credit? That's the one thing I just don't know.
No, not a loan advance. Unless I'm not understanding what loan advance actually means. It's they're buying our receivables for our line of credit.
It's kind of like
factoring, but it's not factoring.
So this is when they're buying an invoice and they're paying you for that invoice. I got you. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, last question before I let you go. Actually, two other quick questions. So when you're – the relationship you have with your bank when they're doing it, – it is similar to factoring. I understand that. What is the cost of that funding?
I think we're 2 points above prime, I think, on that.
Do you know what that rate is right now?
No, I don't. I would love to pull away from this bank. These people at this bank they change employees quicker than I change my socks. And none of them actually know what they're doing. I have actually flown over there and met with them, try to get stuff straightened out. They just don't get it. We done an SBA loan through them, and we set up our line of credit with them too when we done it.
Okay.
So just
walk me through this, though. You send them an invoice for, say, $100,000. They give you 80% on that. Is that correct?
Yes.
They pay you $80,000. And then they collect the rest of the money from the customer when that invoice is paid. Is that correct?
Yeah. The majority of the invoices, we have it set up. We have a lockbox over there, so it's Faulkner Trucking, P.O. Box, so-and-so, Salt Lake City.
Okay, so basically, but... And then I'm assuming most of these invoices are collected within like a 30 to 60 day time frame, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like, and I'm just going to recap this, and then I'm going to let you go, and then I'm going to touch base with you in a few hours. What it sounds like to me is, and it's very common, I am pretty aware of like the transportation logistics industry, is that right now you are going through, your sales are a little down from last year, and so there's a need of cash. And so what you're doing is, it's kind of a robbing Peter to pay Paul scenario. You get an invoice from a customer, you give them a $100,000 invoice, they give you 80, once the customer pays, they give you the money back, but 3 months later, or 3 weeks later, it's back to square one. It's a constant issue of you finding invoices and floating them constantly for 30 days. Just so I can understand, assume you have a $100,000 invoice and you get $80,000 against it. What's the cost of that money? How much do you pay? Are you paying $1,000 over 30 days? Are you paying $500? Are you paying $3,000?
To be honest with you, I really don't know what that actually comes out to be honest with you.
Would you have a rough estimate?
Hang on one second. Let me get my office.
Thanks.
I remember the figures, but I don't know for sure, so I'm not going to. Hey, Lori, on our invoices we send that we get from Salt Lake, what are they what's the interest rate they're charges on that money? Does it show on there?
on line of credit.
But what percentage is that?
But what's the cost?
Daily interest rate is 0.016.
Well, what's the cost though for a month? Do you know the cost for each invoice?
It varies a lot. What the monthly cost is.
But what does 0.016 equate to?
This is on the loan. Do what? Reuben, it varies a lot. I don't know for sure what that figure would be. It varies a lot.
Okay.
This is kind of what I'm getting at, Murphy. It varies a lot.
Okay. All right. Last two questions.
If I'm reading this correctly, collateral mortgage fee average loan is for this month was $888.
So just and how much invoices are you floating up? Does that correspond to an $80,000 invoice, or what does that correspond to?
That comes out to $359,000.
So to float $359, because you're constantly selling these invoices, $359, you're looking at $800, so it's a very low cost, but you got to redo it once an invoice is paid, and there's a 20% holdback. Okay, I can understand that. What I'm going to do is this. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to kind of pick through your file a little more and call you back in a couple of hours at this number. What I'd encourage you to do is give me an idea of what amount of money you're really looking for right now. And keep in mind, this is not going to be a 30-day. We're not going to buy your invoice. It's not going to be a 30-day time frame. So you might hang up the phone with me, and there's nothing wrong with asking. You can come back to me and say, hey, Reuben, you know, I don't really want to tell this to my sales rep, but because I didn't want to scare away anyone from lending to me. But if you can provide me with $250,000 over, say, a year, that might give me the necessary breathing room so I can effectively, you know, instead of trying to constantly track down these invoices or constantly ask people for money or constantly figure out X and Y, I'm actually getting what I need. So I'd encourage you to come back to me and say, hey, this is what I'm really looking for, and I'll give you a call back in about 2 to 3 hours and let you know.
The thing is, Reuben, let's use that $250,000 or $100,000, whatever it might be, over a year's time. What's it going to consist of? How much my payment going to be to start with? What's the interest going to be on? Are you guys at 10%, 15% on that money? How's it calculated? I don't know if I need that much money right now. But what if I do need that much money? I mean, I got to come back and go through all the hoops again if I want to. Let's say you approve me for $250,000. I want to use $50,000 or $100,000, and then in 6 months or so, I need the rest of it. We got to jump through all these hoops again to do that, Reuben. I mean, there ain't a lot of hoops here, but you understand what I'm trying to say.